But tying teacher performance to standardized tests in general is a flawed approach to evaluating the quality of instruction in classrooms. And despite this concession from the state public education department, the majority of teachers in New Mexico will continue to have some portion of their evaluations linked to test scores. The upside of this is that PED will allow school districts to determine how input from those tests will be used along with other methods like teacher observations. And more observations is where the focus needs to be. Rather than counting bubbles to determine the capabilities of those entrusted to teach our kids, we should be checking out what's going on in the classrooms with scheduled and surprise observations. How are budget limitations affecting students? And what approaches are teachers using to inspire students to succeed because of these financial restrictions? Here's the thing. It's common sense that the state should want to evaluate teachers, but it should not punish them for trying to do their jobs. Effective teachers use the established curriculum to achieve goals in their subject areas, but they're also inventive, intellectual salespeople. They facilitate classrooms that are evolving, dynamic communities that foster learning, growth, and curiosity. These are difficult skills to measure using standardized tests. Teachers spend 7 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year teaching our children. This does not include time for training or cost of continued certification. Their pay is modest, their hours are long, and lately, their profession is under attack by corporate interest and politically appointed bureaucrats who've never observed, let alone taught in, an effective classroom setting. Our teachers' work should be measured honorably.